Yes, he's asked about my book title, my new book, Healthy at 100. Is it showing some hope in the midst of all these problems? Very definitely. Very, very definitely. It's full of steps we can take. It's full of very practical answers to the question about what do I recommend? What can we do to live healthier lives that are more in tune with the needs of the earth, with the needs of our fellow human beings, and whatever class or race they happen to be in or from. You know, we really need, it's one of the deep needs, I think, aching needs of our time, to get beyond these barriers and bridges by which we separate ourselves from each other and see our common humanity, see our that we're in this together. I want to tell you one thing that I'm very happy about Healthy at 100. I have this belief that a book has to be worth the paper it's printed on. And I mean that quite literally. There's an awful lot of paper used in the publishing industry. And when Random House made it apparent that they wanted to publish my new book, I had written it completely before I showed it to any publishers, because I didn't want them as co-authors. I just wanted to write what I wanted to say. And they wanted it, and a lot. And I told my agent, that's great. I want the book printed on 100% post-consumer recycled non-chlorine bleached paper. And thank you. And he said, well, John, don't ask for that. It's too much. Random House has never printed a book on that kind of paper. No major publisher in the United States has ever printed a book on that quality, that earth-friendly a paper, 100% post-consumer recycled. And my dear, dear friend Julia Butterfly Hill tried everything she could to get her book, Luna, the story of her 2 years in a tree. A beautiful, beautiful person. If you ever get a chance to meet her, do. And she couldn't get it. The industry just isn't oriented that way. And he said, don't ask for it. I said, Doug, you're representing me. Tell them that's what I want. And tell them it's not a nice thing. It's not like the author would like it if. Tell them it's a condition of the contract. If they want to publish the book, they'll put it on that paper, or we'll go somewhere else. That's fine. Right. He did. He said, well, do you really need me to be that forceful about it? I said, just be clear. They did it. They did it. Random House printed this book. It is the first book ever published by a major U.S. publisher on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. And this is what's more, even more, I think, fabulous, is because that's one book, is Random House is the world's biggest publisher. And they have a standard paper they use for all their books, except mine. And it's 3% recycled. 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks after we signed the agreement for my book, Random House decided, and made very public this decision, made an investment of $20 million, to change their standard paper, the paper they use in all their books all over the world, to 30% recycled. Now, you and I would like it to be 100% and to be post-consumer, but that is a jump of tenfold. It was huge. That one decision by the one company represents the saving of over 500,000 trees annually. And it raises the bar for the whole industry. If Random House can do it, so can each of the others. And it says something to the supply chain. We want this paper, we'll pay for it, we want it on the, you know, when we want it, all that. It changes things. And I was really, really grateful to be part of it. And I found out from my editor that the process I had gone through with them, because there was a lot of discussions involved in this, and had a major influence on the CEO and on his decision to change all of their paper. And I thought, okay, this book is worth the paper it's written on. And it's all about healthy aging, and it's about how you can not just increase your lifespan, which is probably a good thing, but not necessarily a good thing, but it's a good thing if you are also increasing your health span. And it's really possible. You know, I've seen too many people age with bitterness and grief and disillusionment, shutting down, breaking down, hurting. And I've also seen some wonderful people aging in a completely different way than that. They're luminous. They're healthy. Yes, they have some aches and pains. They can't run the 100-yard dash at 80 like they could when they were 20, but they're not trying to, because they know the secret that at every stage of life has its own beauties, its own gifts, its own opportunities, its own grace, its own joys, and its own powers. And you don't find them by trying to pretend you're a different age. You find them by relishing the opportunity, celebrating who you are at the age you are, and breaking the stereotypes that would tell you that aging is inevitably deterioration, that it just gets worse. That's just BS. And the book is all about breaking that, the hold of that belief system in each of us, in our society, hopefully. Because if we can learn to respect our elders, if we can learn to respect earth wisdom, if we can learn to respect the deep traditions of life-affirming ritual and understanding of our place in nature, if we can create a thriving and just and sustainable way of life for all, then we will have fulfilled our purpose for being alive. Then we will have met the pain and found in it the strength to grow our hearts, to grow our love, to grow our connection, to grow our life with the light and the beauty that we've been given. And I really want to thank you all for doing your part, taking the stands you take, and appreciating and celebrating the effort, the accomplishment, the work, the beauty of it. I often finish my talks with a prayer that came to me one day, and I've said it so often, and it still always feels like it, well, yeah, that about says it, so I will share it with you now. It's pretty simple. May all be fed. May all be healed. May all be loved. Thank you.